and let it sit for 10 minutes.
Set a timer for 10 minutes.
10 minutes, starting now.
I'm going to share some things that I observed. You wiped down this countertop before I even asked you to do it. You got out the measuring cup and the flour before I asked you to do it. You were ready, you were prepared. What does that say about you, that you were ready and that you were on it? Just like, tell me, what are some things that says about you?
I'm responsible.
You are responsible.
I remember things.
You have a great memory.
And I have a good listener.
You are a great listener.
And I'm teachable.
And you were teachable. The teachable ones are the reachable ones. And you did a great job in all of those things. That is spectacular. What comes next? We're going to add 2.5 cups. Once this is ready, a little bit at a time, we're going to mix it up and we're going to let it rest for 1.5 hours. I'm going to take you over to your friend's house so that you can play.
Yes.
But we have to be back here at 1.5 hours because we're going to knead the dough. We're going to let it rest for another 20 or 30 minutes and then we're going to bake it. You know what the assignment is?
Yes.
Excellent. All right, so that'll be your second. And then you just need 1/2 cup more. Nice work. Don't worry if it goes over, it'll make for softer bread. Fresh salt, cut up and start it. We want to do it low so you don't end up with a flour face. Once it starts being incorporated, I'm going to add a little bit at a time. Do you remember how much?
1/2 cup?
Yep, that's right.
I think I should turn it up a bit.
That's for attachments, for like making pasta or coring apples. We'll be doing that next month.
Did I test it?
Yeah. How's that look to you?
That
looks good.
Let it sit for 1.5 hours.
Yep, that's correct. High five. I cleaned off the counters while she was loading the dishwasher, but I threw a sponge in the sink. All right, I should probably not just leave that in the sink like that. And I'm kind of modeling what the expectation is, but we're going to go play, and then we're going to come back and see how our bread turns out. This is unschooling before we actually homeschool.